the work Terra, Delhi, Dea, Madre. What does it mean, actually, in fact?
You mean the title of the show?
Yeah.
So the title of this Terra del Dea Madre means the earth of the godmother, goddess mother. That's actually the kind of Latin title. And belong to the series of continental video, which we and Ulay and me started in the 80s. As we travel so much and pass different cultures, we decide for each culture something is very specific, and we work with that kind of idea. So we made one piece called City of Angels for Asia. We made a piece Terminal Garden concerning American continent. We made China Ring concerning China, and we make Terra da Madre concerning Europe. So this is the piece would actually is consist of two monitors, in which one is you see just the man outdoor, and another one is the woman indoor. So kind of inside outside view on the installation. So for this installation, what was important, it was the setting. We used the furniture. It's just found furniture. They're not made specially. The found furniture with a certain characteristics who can fit the idea of the piece. So when we projected the female indoor, we put the monitor on the chair who have the arms. So this idea of the female and something containing and something around and warms. And then on the opposite, as a dialogue, we have another monitor. Oh, sorry, there's not two monitors.
No.
So there is one monitor.
Yeah.
Can we stop this? It's like okay, I completely made
a mistake. No, it doesn't matter. But I was just wondering, in your
mind,
probably,
it was
the
two monitors.
Two.
Maybe uh-huh. I should do it. Okay, so it's one monitor. And another monitor, so the one is a chair with, both male and females, and with arms. And another one is another chair who doesn't have arms and is a kind of have more male characteristics. And outside of the chair is just a simple metal megaphone, who we actually found it too. And from that megaphone comes the sound of the tape. So it's like the dialogue between sound and the image. So that's the piece.
So that the video was first and then already existing as a video, and then in the exhibition, The Luminous Image, you made an installation
of
this work.
Yes, out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the material, the chair, the megaphone, the other chair, and there was also a curtain near the window.
Yeah.
So they are props of this installation in the Stedelijk. And so how do you see those props? Can they be replaced?
It's a really complicated question, because in the past, not only with me, but with other artists too, we take the props at the location and then we just leave them at the location. And then when we go to and move to somewhere else, we actually look for similar props, or we change idea altogether and make another installation out of the props we can find there. So it was not something constant. Later on, the installations became much more precise and more clear, and then the props will go together with the piece and will not be changed. So in this case, I'm really wondering, because I think that and the chair and probably the armchair doesn't have anymore, but the other chair I still have.
No, we have it.
And you have both. Ah, then it's really one of these lucky situations when
yeah.
you kept. And so
because the Stedelijk bought this piece, and we kept everything. And we at that time it was like, if I remember well, the first installation, because this was not based on a performance or something.
Yeah, it was one of the first installations. Actually, the first, as a video installation is true. So that props actually are the part of the piece.
And so then when you made the. Another version, as you say yourself, in the Van Abbe Museum in Eindhoven in 1996-97, so that's 13 years later.
Yeah.
you did put it in a cabin trunk, and also the pieces related to this work, like City of Angels, mm-hmm. you also used, if I remember well, also a cabin trunk.
Yeah.
And so those... this idea of putting it in a cabin trunk is to, why did you do that?
So, first of all, even the time when we made Terra del Madre, that was just the second installation we made, because the first one was City of Angels, and we didn't complete the entire idea of the Continental Video Series. Once we complete this idea, we were thinking of another type of presentation who really suggests the idea of the movement, the traveling, this kind of spaces in between, and so on and so on. So we was looking for this kind of very old-fashioned trunks we used to travel if you're taking the long voyages on the transatlantic ships. So we would just get that kind of trunks and literally stuck TV inside and just open, half open with a wooden stick. And then they become like a kind of islands, or they become like independent continents. And in that way, we actually like to present this work after it was completed with the five videotapes.
Mm-hmm. And so the Van Abbe Museum has all five. And so as five, they now have to be shown in that way when they other people ask for it.
I don't remember. They really have it.
No, I don't think.
I think they never give us the trunks, but I don't think they have it anyway. Oh. That's another story. Oh. But I will. You see, that's what is a very complicated thing, because mm-hmm. And the more and more I'm busy, I'm doing now a very big retrospective in Deutsche Bundeshalle in 2005, and I'm all the time confronted with this problem. How can be one same piece presented in different ways? And I more and more think that's possible. Mm-hmm. And I really think that in one period of time you have that way, and another period of time you have in a different way. And I would be interesting to make once the my own exhibition where I can see the same piece installed in different ways. Because I think that to see how the one idea travel and change. I have another example exactly to this question is my installation we're going to show now in the show of the Montevideo, and is Video Portrait Gallery. I don't know if you saw this piece.
No.
Okay, wait a second. I have the. My life is always somewhere else. I have it in the rest of the world. Wait a second. So the video portrait gallery is just as I tell you about is born from the idea, you know, of idea of the retrospective. So I find out, looking to my work and reflecting from all the video work I've been doing, that very often in my video work I use the head as the kind of material. So I decide to collect all the heads I ever done in my work. Now, in this catalog, there are 14, but by now there are 16. There are 16 heads, and I literally put them in chronological order, and I show them all in projecting as a video portrait gallery. So that's the piece. And it's chronologically, so you start from 75 and you end to 2004. And just seeing me performing with the changing of the age, with the attitude, with the material I use till today. And can be completely open piece in progress. And in that way, you see, each of these pieces can exist completely independent and alone, but at the same time, it's possibility to show in this kind of context. And some of these pieces are part of another installation where I have more projections and like Spirit House, like the in between, the different pieces. But I only actually edited the head out of these pieces. So I actually reconstruct in a different way the piece. So that's what's going on this day. So it's I think it's the same like if you have the painter who paint one painting over and over again, never finish, so you have one painting, or one who make different versions of the same thing. So you have a very different versions of the one motif or one idea.
Do you think with the installation, the video, the different videos that the Van Abbe Museum has, that they can do the same thing, show them separately as one independent work, or show them all together?
So this very much depends from the kind of relation from the what they really bought. So if they bought the installation who be shown in the trunks, that's the only they have the right for showing only that way. Mm-hmm. But if the Staley bought installation to like tell the mother to show with the chairs, that's what they're showing it. Mm-hmm. So they can't actually say, okay, we put the chairs away, take the trunks and put them in the trunks. Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing. So it's really the you have to be very clarified relation with the artist what the work is. Mm-hmm. In that present moment you having it. So you're having one version in that way and there's another version somewhere else.
Okay. That's clear.
Yeah.
So that's the one.
Another question that we also have on the work from the Stedelijk was in the beginning there was also a curtain in the installation.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to know if it would be interesting to add the curtain again or not.
You know, I didn't see this installation a long time, and I think the reasons why we had a curtain there in that time was to give the more feeling to kind of domestic atmosphere and to take away this feeling of the cold and kind of hygienic feeling of the museum, you know. And I think that probably the curtain should stay. This is my point of view. I don't remember the color of the curtain. You know, artists have Alzheimer's as age goes. I don't remember. But I think that that should be the curtain, because they give this kind of feeling of ambiance, or, you know.
Concerning the video work itself from Terra degli Madri, do you have made up together, probably or not, with Montevideo, some guidelines of how to present the video work itself?
You know, recently, take the coffee, then we'll talk long about it. So recently I am been very much busy about presentation of my work. I don't drink coffee, sorry. Anyway, I've been very much busy with the presentation of my work because I've been facing lately, especially in the past, with a very lots of misinterpretations. I have to answer this. So I'm waiting for something. I was very much busy with this presentation of the work because of all these misrepresentations. So what's happening mostly, that people will buy a video, performance video ontology, what this was available, that was actually edition of the 7 different tapes, including, I don't know, something like 40 or 20 or 25 performances of Ulay Me and My Work Alone and Ulay Work Alone. And they're just VHS copies, and these VHS copies made them. It's kind of basic, you know, not high quality material, and they are edited so that each performance is never showing the full length. So you see only beginning, the middle, and the end of the piece, and that's it. And they're using for universities. And before I clarified this relationship to my work, I found this tape people would just buy, and they will put and they will have the collection of 17, video works or 25 video works and so on and so on. I just happened exactly the same problem I have in PS1. I just have now the large installation there, because the Crumley collection in America, they bought one of these anthology tapes for, I don't know, 1,500 gulden, and they say they have, 40 pieces of Marina Abramović in collection. So when they have to, but they actually doesn't have rights to show them. So I clarify the situation now, that actually this is only for the, you know, use of universities or educational use. And if you wanted to, make installation in the museum, you have to contact Montevideo, which I have contract and instruction how to present the work. And with the Montevideo, we will make DVD copy of the original material, and you know, without cutting or editing the, you know, in a short version. So it will be a long version, the real material. And then become the video installation who can be sold or it can be presented in that way. And then have to be really made from the beta master and to have the high quality. And also another thing, restrictions have to be made, the way how is presentation made, like which size of the wall, is painted, not painted, is from the ground, the projection start from the ground, is high up, exact the measure, some pieces have to be on the smaller scale, some have to be very large scale, and then another thing, the how is going to be the sound into installation, and the most important is the quality of the slide projector, of the video beamer. Because so many times it's totally ruined by showing by 1,800 lumina piece. So I have the restriction they have to be shown the 4,000 lumina. And especially if you work with old material, what I found very disturbing, if you go to see these videotapes, always the room is so black and so dark and you just kind of see the video. I like if you use with high sensitivity the projection beamer, then you can have just more light and become, you know, in kind of environment more pleasant to look, what I prefer actually.
But does it mean that if you show Terra dell'Idea Madre as a tape, you allow it also to be projected?
So that's another thing. In this case, this installation really work as it is, like mm-hmm. now. I never actually have the idea of that piece projected on the wall. Mm-hmm. But this piece to me doesn't work to be projected. So the restriction for this piece is to be shown or in the containers, like if now I will make the rules for each installation, what I'm going to do, because now I'm forced because of perspective to think of every way. I will make the rules for this Terra da Madre to be shown in the monitor in the installation like you have, or in the trunks. And that's actually about, to me, the enough ways to be shown these two versions, this tape, but not projected, no. like on the wall. The projection of the wall have to have the reason. For me, the entire relation work with Ulay and my own work when I'm using the whole body in performance, it's very simple. I have to be projected from the ground and, you know, the bigger than life projection. When we had a show in a new museum in where it was in Lyon, we had the first time it was really working the 17 projectors all together in one line, you know, completely simultaneously of the performances, and they work. The qualities, it's very specific. The grain is black and white. The sound is bad, but they have intensity if it's treated in the right way. So if the museum ask now from these tapes who have to be projected life size, for me, the as a group show and they wanted to project on the monitor, that's not possible. I only accept the projection of the pieces in monitor if they're size of the head and they have something to do with the, you know, kind of head size. Everything to do with the body, I want to have live projection. And I own the rights of the Ulay and my material since about now 3 years. So that basically we made this contract that I can decide. We discuss all this, but from now on I should have taken care of this relational work completely myself. To be present in the best way, of course. Mm-hmm.
And so this is different. This series of works is different because in fact
that's different. It's a continental video series.
Yeah.
And it's different because what is very much different, because it's the first time in the continental video series that we didn't perform and we had actually function we have been directing, yeah. So there was a, you know, not active role of performing.
Have I understood well that when a museum is doubting about how to present a work,
yeah.
that they can contact Montevideo or you?
Actually, the museum, there's two different ways. If the museum going to have a show, they have to they first contact me. Mm-hmm. I told them to contact Montevideo. Montevideo tell me what they want to show, you know, and what is the material. Mm-hmm. And they, as we build our rules now, how that to be presented, they have to sign the contract actually, mm-hmm. In the way it have to be presented, mm-hmm. and what kind of projector have to be used in this projection. And this always comes with a little drawing, so that's the way. But if the museum already have the pieces, mm-hmm. what is not to control, like Pompidou bought the pieces and they show them for years they show them years on the video monitor, so on. It's very difficult. You have to go kind of backwards and, you know, change these rules. And that's a really huge
This
work.
Is also one of the reasons why we make this videotape, because in this project there are also other European museums connected with, so they can find information that you give yeah. today.
Actually, it's fantastic. It's really very, very useful thing to do because it's so much misunderstanding. Mm. It's misunderstanding since Josie Boyce make a margarine piece or the Richard Serra smashing lead in the corner. I mean, there's so many questions rise, you know, how to deal with the work and how have to be reconstruct. I mean, for me, it's a very big issue about performance and how performance today should be presented. Mm-hmm. And I now having this completely new idea, because for me, if I look the in the past, you know, the most of the time when you see the shows retrospective, when it's dealing with the performance artist, it's always these photographs, black and white, who look so sad and nostalgic. There is always kind of, you know, little videotapes here and there, and these pieces who've been so important, have such energy, look so kind of grey and dull, and then you see that something, you know, made yesterday, and it's because of high technology and really the optimal way of presentation, looks so glamorous and fantastic, you know. But it, in a way, the, many times the how you call the the content is so empty, and is actually nothing there except this kind of visual effect, and the other pieces have so much more in it, and I wanted to figure out how I can present the pieces from the past with that kind of intensity and quality today. So the one of my ways was to present this video Portugal in that way, and it really works. I will show in Montevideo, you can see it. It actually is going to be first time shown here in Holland, this piece. And then, you know, there was a big show called The Blood in Schwerin, how you can pronounce it, in Frankfurt.
Schwerin.
There, and there was the first time that I worked with an architect, and I literally reconstruct the piece called the Thomas Lips, and it's a very difficult piece because it's lots of elements. And one thing was another important thing, that in the 70s, I never had a relationship to the objects like as a relic. I never want to keep them. I never, you know, there's so many artists kept the objects and they said they're original objects and they're, you know, they have a special meaning and so on. I actually hated it. I was completely against this. I was thinking performance is the purest thing, is the moment of experience. Objects would be destroyed. I had the same feeling like Aborigines. They make they objects for rituals for days and days and days, and then they make ritual and they just throw them on the ground, and even in next month they have to make them all over again. But that object doesn't have this power once it's not anymore performed. So I never kept this object, and my attitude was, why I don't, you know, I don't redo it. So the first one I done before Frankfurt, it was for the show Out of Action between performance and object, this big in Mocha, Paul Schimmel, he made this big show, and this was when he came and ask if we can reconstruct this piece Rhythm Zero, when I have the all different objects on the table and the public can use anything they want on me. And there, of course, there are lots of slides, you know, of this section, how it was done and so on. So what I done is I had a list of the objects and I construct a normal table. I put the white cloth, and I went and bought these objects. I bought 72 different objects, you know, what exactly today, and I put them on the table. And above on the table, because in this time I didn't have any video, you know, facilities to make, so I just projected the slides. So what you see, it was this table with objects and slide projections behind. And the impact was incredible because it's totally different. You see small photographs, people doing something. If you see the real objects, to see the potentiality of the object, when you see this real pistol with real bullet and real knife and chains and knives, then you can really imagine what that means. So basically this piece, how it exists, is it's a really list of objects, can be bought, and the table measures how big should be, and 55 slide projections. And that's it. And then other piece will become, this was the first and the most simple one. And then the other piece will become much more complicated. This was now made last year. And this was this piece, Thomas Lips. And in this piece, it was a very complicated piece. We literally reconstruct entire space, the entire architectonic of the space, with a table and this old heater. And we even found the old heater from that period. And where there is a bottle of wine and honey, I'm drinking the wine, I'm eating the honey, so on and so on. So all that is on the table, it's just static, the situation. You know, the whip is there. And then behind the slide projectors, here is a slide projector, it's a screen, and it's all projection of the slides, and also the video of cutting the star, because it's the only video I have. And all ice block of the 3 meter by 3 meter was there in the space, And the podium was, there was a machine under who was really cooling this ice, so never actually melted. And this was a heater who called. So the entire space was reconstructed without me, with the slide projectors, and amplified the sound of the water, of the ice dropping, water, what was dropping in that moment. And there was just a bench, people to sit and reflect. And this was a very interesting, because it was so suggestive that you can really project the idea of me in the space in that way. And I'm now thinking more and more of the idea of reconstructing performance space with architecture, complete architecture. And the exhibition in Bonn I wanted to do, I wanted to take maybe 10 or 12 stages and make the stages in the space. And the stages are, you know, like islands of the performance, you know, positions I made. So that's another way, you know, what objects would be bought and reconstruct from the concept I have.
And so as long as you live, you can change the idea into different forms.
So at this a really, really important point, because I really think that that's the, what is the interesting contradiction between an artist and the museum institution, because the artist is always doing that changes, and though so many artists can't finish the piece and have the huge problem of finishing and is never really ready. And I think this is a basic problem of separation from the work. You know, you are kind of attached and you can't. I don't have this feeling. I like to finish piece, but I like to think, oh, maybe I can do another version. And some kind of continues, you know, the process of recreating works. And that's so difficult for the museum, because museum have a, you know, is one concept and is a static and is fixed and that's it. So there's always, they say, the best artist is dead artist and best critic is live critic. Because if you're dead, you can... There's so clear everything, what has to be done, and that's it, you know. But if you're working with these changes... So the one thing that I think that the entire structure of the museum have to change, because we held still the structure of the museum is like a 19th century base. You know, it's the public, it's the viewer, it's the object on the wall, and so on and so on. And I think that the communication between living artists who have things in collection have to be really the constant dialogue, that see how things are moving, where is the, you know, where is going on, in which direction, and I think that's the kind of life process.
Well, I think what you're saying now is the experience of people working in a museum with living artists,
yeah.
And this project is coming out of that.
Of that, exactly.
That how do we deal, like as a curator and as a conservator, how do you deal with those things?
With these kind of changes constantly.
So it's mm-hmm. different.
We have just a few experiences in dealing with these installations who are variable in time and in space, and these little experiences are mostly about inviting the artist several times to reinstall the piece.
So that's a very interesting idea. But I also think that one that could be interesting to create a show in which one you pick up certain pieces who appear in different versions and really show, you know, it's a group show which one you really, one artist have, let's say instead four different pieces, you have the four exactly the same pieces, different install. Mm-hmm. Could be so interesting. I mean, never been done that kind of show, so that mm-hmm. you can be confronted with the problem even, you know, in that way. Mm-hmm. No.
Probably we can close this questions so. Around Terra degli Dei Amari, but mm-hmm. you had one specific question.
But is this okay or about
the
stills? Much on the,
yes.
The,
no, it's
the
fine.
We were wondering, for example, in our library we have a diathèque, and there are some dias from, for example, Terra degli Dei Amari, stills from a show in Oxford. There is a label from the museum in Oxford on. And we were wondering if you and Ole had authorized these images for library use, or that there is a kind of practice going on that people are making stills from video works and use it in libraries for study.
You know, that's another thing what is really not control, and you know, artists don't even kind of have full knowledge about it, but I really know, like, what is so simple when you make the show, it's for you, it's very important to have the show, and there's so many things to do. And I think that is always this idea that there is a press and there is an educational program and there is a, you know, the guides who want to know things. And I think that kind of exists completely independent practice, that everything what is on the show, the people make slides, they make this, they make that, they just put the labels and they use whatever reason they use. And you are not absolutely uninformed or sign the paper about that or not. It's just the kind of circulating, because every time, you know, you have the show, they generate a certain amount of material they call press. Mm-hmm. But this press material was never destroyed after, they just kind of start finding different ways into different part of the institution. Mm-hmm. So I don't really even know why they have that, you know. I didn't authorize them personally.